You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them, thanks to Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. In September 2014, Odessa put out their album, In Return. It debuted at number one on Billboard's dance and electronic charts and spent 13 weeks in the top 10. But the song Kusanagi isn't a dance track. It slows down the pace of the album, and in this episode, Clay and Harrison of Odessa explain why. They tell the story of how they made the track, along with their friend and collaborator who they named the song after, Sean Kusanagi. This episode was recorded live at Moogfest in Durham, North Carolina. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. You're listening to Song Exploder.
I am Clayton Knight, one half of Odessa.
I'm Harrison Mills, the other half.
We had been playing like a lot of heavy electronic music festivals where it's a DJ act and they're playing these just bangers after banger after banger, and he just beats you up. And we're just like kind of burnt out, kind of like beaten over the head with this heavy electronic sound for so long. We're like, God, I wish we could just make something that's the opposite direction completely. Really low key and basically ambient.
We were in LA at Sean Kusanagi's house. Sean's extremely important. He's like the secret third member of Odessa. He introduced me and Clay back in college.
I've known him since 16.
That he's played guitar on every single one of our albums.
This is Sean Kusanagi, and I play guitar in Odessa. Clay and Harrison were on tour, staying on my couch in LA, and I was just messing around playing some chords on acoustic guitar.
Yeah, when we heard those chords, we knew we needed to do something with them because they sounded so beautiful. We just kept talking about how we'd love to take that. We didn't have our equipment with us really to record too much. So that was just the beginning of the idea. Since we were on tour, we waited till we were off, and we decided we'd go to a very comfortable space to keep working on it. So we went back to Clay and Sean's hometown, which is Bainbridge Island. It's right outside Seattle. It's a ferry right away. And we went to Sean's parents' house, and they have this kind of side house next to their home.
It's right on the water in the rainy Northwest, so it's very, very inspiring.
And that was the first thing we wanted to start working on them with, was that song.
When it came time to go into the studio, that's where we laid down the full chords that you hear in the track. So those main four chords are actually guitar swells. I played all with a volume pedal. So you can kind of hear, if you listen really closely, you can hear the kind of hiss of the amp when the volume gets all the way up.
To me, it felt like kind of a distant memory and feelings of longing. That was something we really thought about, and how do we keep emphasizing that feeling? Those children vocals. It's actually an old Christmas record, and it's chopped up. So they're not saying words anymore, because I think when lyrics are said, you make an instant connection, and that's, we were going for more of an emotive tone and atmosphere to immerse yourself in instead of a specific meeting.
We had these ideas for these strings, but it's like, we can't hire an orchestra. So we found ways around it in ways to like make these sounds that were kind of corny in the computer and layer them properly to make something unique and kind of special.
The electronic music we make, it's important for us to have a very human aspect to it.
That's us dropping stuff on a table. I think we had some sticks we were breaking.
It's like a, yeah, it's too. Like a plank of wood. I think there's like ripped paper.
Yeah, a lot of weird stuff.
I'm just thinking of how stupid we look. Yeah, watching someone just drop quarters and look at you like, that's the one?
We get it?
That was pretty funny. That's weird.
One of my favorite parts of the track is the guitar sweep. That's when you hear that. I actually can't take any credit for writing that part because it was all done by Clay and Harrison when they took single guitar notes that I played, and then they'd record it, play another note and record it.
And then put that on this sampler. And then with the sampler, you can kind of play out stuff that you wouldn't be able to play on guitar, basically. That would be really hard. And what we were able to do is you were able to create like this really percussive sound with each individual note. You know, it sounds like a guitar, but it's played in a fashion that almost is unplayable.
It's also fun to kind of limit yourself, like you have this sound, you need to make something completely new out of it. Taking an actual sound, a human sound, and trying to manipulate it to make it a melody or a pad or something is a fun process.
That was a field recording that we took of just a playground. Every time I hear that, I just think of Sean's house and the ferry ride over and like just being at home, which is such a nice, nice thing.
And around that time, we had been touring so much that home had become this whole new meaning for us. And when you're living out of a suitcase for that long, and don't get me wrong, I can't complain about being a musician. It's the best job ever. But those things become so much more powerful to you, and seeing your friends and family have so much more meaning when you, you know, get pulled away from it.
And now, here's Kusanagi by Odessa in its entirety. Thank you. For more information on Odessa and their music, visit songexploder.net. Special thanks to Moogfest for hosting the taping at their festival. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. This message comes from Apple Card. Earn up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase, every day. Then grow it at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a savings account with Apple Card. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. Terms apply. Next time on Song Exploder, churches. Follow Song Exploder on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. My username is @songexploder. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. This episode was edited with help from Christian Koons. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest, and then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.